This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address public meetings in Maharashtra today in view of the upcoming assembly elections due to be held on November the 20th. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he will attend public meetings in Dhule and Nashik. Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde will be campaigning in favour of the Mahayuti candidates in Dharashiv. Deputy Chief Minister and NCP President Ajit Pawar will be campaigning in Pune and Pimpri. MNS Chief Raj Thackeray will be canvassing in Guhagar. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in Parbhani and Wardha. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to address election rally in Lohardaga and Simdega in support of the INDIA bloc candidates. On the other hand, seeking votes in support of the NDA candidates, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Giriraj Singh will address public rallies in Jamshedpur and Saraikela Kharsama. BJP's Jharkhand Assembly election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan will address election meetings at Manoharpur and Jagannathpur Assembly constituencies. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren is scheduled to address a series of election meetings across the state. Leaders of Congress, RJD, AGSU and left parties will also address poll rallies in different parts of the state. Elections to the 81-member assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar today highlighted the political challenges in shared regions that must be addressed collectively. He cited the situation in Myanmar as a prime example. He noted that the interests and perspectives of those who are proximate are inherently different, adding that they don't have the luxury of distance or time. Dr. Jayashankar was speaking at the 8th roundtable of ASEAN-India Network of Think Tanks in Singapore today. Earlier in the day, the External Affairs Minister began his Singapore visit by meeting the country's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry, Gan Kim Yong. Dr. Jayashankar reached Singapore on the second leg of his two-nation tour after concluding his visit to Australia. President Draupadi Murmu will address the Vigilance Awareness Week function of the Central Vigilance Commission in New Delhi today. Vigilance Awareness Week is observed every year by the CVC during the week when the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel falls. This year, Vigilance Awareness Week was observed from 28th October to 3rd November with the theme Culture of Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed in an encounter with the security forces in Sopor area of North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir Zone Police spokesperson said, acting on specific inputs regarding the presence of terrorists in Panipura Sopor area in the district, a joint anti-terrorist operation was launched by the security forces last night. As the security forces reached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists opened fire, resulting in a gunfight. Incriminating materials, arms and ammunition have been recovered from the encounter site. The identity and affiliation of the slain terrorists is being ascertained. The operation is in progress and further details are awaited. The four-day-long Chhath Puja celebrations concluded this morning with the devotees offering oblations to the rising sun in different parts of the country. In Bihar, millions of devotees offered prayers to the sun god and his mother, Chhathi Maiya, on the banks of different rivers. People celebrated Chhath Puja at lakes, reservoirs and rooftops in makeshift arrangements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the nation on the auspicious occasion of morning Argya. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the glimpse of nature and culture seen in the four-day ritual of Mahaparv Chhath will fill the countrymen with new energy and enthusiasm. Indian Railways has arranged for more than 500 special trains to handle the return rush of travellers after the end of Chhath Puja celebrations. In a statement, Railway Board said special trains have been announced to accommodate returning passengers beginning today. It said additional trains have been planned from the Samastipur, Danapur and other divisions as needed to meet the local demand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to senior BJP leader Lal Krishna Advani on his 97th birthday today. In a social media post, he said Bharat Ratna L.K. Advani is among the country's most admired statesmen. And that is the end of this news bulletin.